This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 22, 2026. The investigation of Lynn Mann's death is continuing, and an Essex man has entered the race for state representative. Partial clearing, breezy, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:27 p.m. Sophia Harris reports on itemlive.com. Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker said Wednesday that the investigation into the death of Paul Adonisio, who was struck and killed by a tractor trailer along the Linway, is still in its earliest stages and will likely take time to complete. Adonisio was struck around 6:30 a.m. Monday at the intersection of the Linway and Commercial Street. His identity has been confirmed, and investigators have identified the operator of the tractor-trailer involved. According to Tucker, multiple law enforcement agencies are working jointly on the case. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, five candidates plan to run for election to fill the 5th Essex District seat held by the late state representative Anne Margaret Ferranti, according to the Cape Ann League of Women Voters. Democrats Drew Tarr of Gloucester, who was Ferranti's aide, and former Rockport Select Board Chair Sarah Wilkinson, and Republicans Ashley Sullivan, former chair of the Gloucester Republican City Committee, and Christine Delisio, a former vice chair of the Manchester Planning Board, all pulled nomination papers earlier this month. A fifth candidate, Essex resident Gilbert Frieden, surfaced on Tuesday, according to June Michaels of the Cape Ann League of Women Voters. However, the Times was unable to reach Frieden for comment. A primary is set for March 3, and the special election will take place March 31. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Salem News reports the Northeast ARC, a nonprofit organization that helps children and adults with disabilities and autism become full participants in the community, has named Christina Orfanos as its chief human resources officer. The Boxford resident brings 15 years of human resources experience to her role at Northeast ARC. The majority of the time was spent at MITRE Corporation and Savita Health, formerly the Mentor Network. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.